in the long run. So just, you know, trying to match his pace and really trying to understand what he does. You know, I just, you don't get a lot of time around him, right? So it's definitely going to be a big help, you know, starting on the front row with him. Hopefully I can, you know, learn some stuff and hopefully be able to compete there at the end.
Some good insight. That's Chase Briscoe starting on the outside front row. Big week, and the Twins started crawling in his household. Guys.
Thank you very much, Wendy. And Chase Briscoe is the top Toyota in the field here today in qualifying with that outside pole. And that time brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. NASCAR coverage being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand.
37 drivers will take the green flag in today's Toyota Save Mart 350. We'll talk to more of those competitors when we return to Sonoma Raceway.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half of inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000. And car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 95,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure you drive away happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Welcome to the land of the free, where we pledge allegiance to the flag, salute racing's rich history, and raise a drink to the new gladiators who dare take on the last great Coliseum. The Bass Pro Shops Night Race NASCAR Playoff Weekend returns to Bristol Motor Speedway September 11th through the 13th. Get a weekend package and a camping spot and make it a weekend to remember. It's not just a night race, it's Bristol, baby.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Stop by and see them in the vendor area to purchase yours today. You can learn more at racingelectronics.com. And when you're at the racetrack, you can catch your friends here at the Performance Racing Network on frequency 454.20000. This season. From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Tractor Central.
And welcome back to Sonoma, getting ready for today's Save Mart 350. And here with Ryan Blaney, Chase Briscoe is telling you baby stories. Congratulations, you guys announced this week that you're expecting in December. Did he tell you how much work it's going to be, when, like changing diapers, things like that?
Yeah, I've been trying to get as much help as I can on knowing what to expect, but you never know. You know, you don't know what you don't know until you're in it. But biggest thing is we're excited, and hopefully everything goes well. It's been going well so far, so try to keep everyone healthy, and but yeah, it'll be a fun winter, that's for sure.
Well, you'll love it. There's nothing like parenthood. Well, let's talk about today's race. You've had five top 10 finishes here at Sonoma. What's it going to take to get yourself up to the top?
Yeah, multiple things. You know, I think calling a good race, you know, trying to stay on top of the strategy is really big. You always get the flipping stages. Do you flip it? Do you not? You know, and I think it just kind of depends on how your car is and where you're at and what points you think you can get. So We'll see, and trying to keep it on the black stuff. I mean, that's the biggest part. So, yeah, I think we got a decent car today. And we'll see if we can be somewhere at the end where we can capitalize on it.
That's Ryan Blaney. He starts in the seventh spot today. Heather DeBow.
And one of the season matchups here in this in-season challenge that's been fun to watch, our teammates at Legacy Motor Club. We have John Hunter Nemechek versus Eric Jones. They've had some really fun smack talk going on this week. So now that I have you both in front of me, who's going to come out on top at the end of today's race? I'll start with Eric first.
Well, I mean, I hope it's me, but I'm glad we're both in it. It's pretty cool for the company. So either way, yeah, we'll see how it plays out. It's interesting to see how the strategies work out on these road courses. It gets so flipped around, and these last few have felt really wild. So I'm just happy to be this far along, but hope we keep rolling.
All right, well, we were looking for some smack talk. Maybe John Hunter Nemechek will give it to me here to Eric.
No, not today. Today's race day. We're working as teammates today, and definitely a lot of strategy calls, like Eric said. A lot of things can play to factor into a really good finish today. Ultimately, we're focused on going out and trying to do the best that we can and trying to lock ourselves into the playoffs. But it's neat to be able to have two cars going against each other head-to-head in this matchup, and knowing that one of us is going to move on to the final four, not only for us drivers, but for the whole company. It's been a huge building year for us. We've definitely shown a lot of improvements, a lot of speed gains. So it's neat to be able to have everyone at the shop cheering, and I'm glad that one of us is moving on.
It's definitely nice to see one of you come out on top for Legacy Motor Club. Wendy Venturini.
William Byron starts third today at Sonoma. Talking about strategy, a lot of talk about these tires and how to watch your strategy flipping stages. Do you think too much about this, or do you let Rudy handle that?
Yeah, I just kind of let him handle it, but definitely some different strategy options out there. It really depends on how the cautions fall. So I try to stay out of the strategy whatsoever. Like, I really just try to tell him what my car is doing, how my tires feel, and go from there. So, yeah, it's a tough challenge, but definitely leave it up to those guys.
All right, William Byron, I feel like he is. Heather DeBow?
All right, we'll check in with our pit reporters coming up here in just a second. Maybe a bit of a technical issue behind the stage there here at Sonoma Raceway, Mark. But the bracket challenge, one of the things we'll be talking a lot about here today as well, and a couple of Legacy Motor Club drivers involved head-to-head, which I think is going to make it exciting. And I thought Eric Jones and John Hunter Nemechek were very gracious with each other, as they should be. You have to wonder if one of them can lay a bumper to the other on the final lap in Turn 11. Who will do what for a million?
Again, I just kind of laughed. Eric Jones, or was it John Hunter, said, we're teammates today. And I go, no, you're not.
That's right.
No, you're not. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Ryan Preece. You got a couple things going on today. First of all, you're 2 points below the cut line. I think you guys said a couple weeks ago, you're at this point in time playing for wins, right?
Yeah, that's definitely, this is a great opportunity for one of those days. I feel like we've been pretty good on road courses, and this Fastenal Ford Mustang is pretty solid, so... If we can find a way to get some track position or maybe win a stage, I think the strategy is going to be kind of all over the place. So, but we have a good car, so that's all that matters.
All right, so you're also playing for a possible shot at $1 million, you against Tyler Reddick. Is that something you guys are going to be thinking about during the course of the race, or wait till it's all over?
I mean, you think about $1 million, don't you? That kind of plays into, I guess, what you got to do for your strategy, but ultimately the big picture might trump that.
All right, that's Ryan Preece, and Heather DeBow's the guy he's going up against.
Yeah, Tyler Reddick will be going up against Ryan Preece in that in-season challenge, but he's coming off of two back-to-back top five finishes, I should say. Do you feel like you can repeat that, and what do you think your chances are at coming out on top in that in-season challenge as well?
Yeah, it's all about surviving Atlanta, and we're very fortunate to just starting the thing off, just avoid the chaos. You know, it seems like a lot of the matchups, one driver or the others had issues along the way, but certainly there's been some good battles. Looking at today, Ryan's done a very good job on the road courses here as of late. So you just never know. You know, there's going to be some strategy things that go on throughout the day. I wouldn't be surprised if at some point we're around each other. So, yeah, I think, if we can get through this one, a lot of the heavy hitters got eliminated early, and even last week Chase getting eliminated by John Hunter Nemechek was a big deal. So we can just keep picking these things off,
You know, I think we got a great shot at winning this thing, getting to Indy. But, you know, we just got to take it one race at a time. And, you know, obviously to advance in the bracket, you know, you got to run well. And that's what we've done the last 2 weeks as well. So, yeah, I feel like we're capable of running in the top five today. We'll just see how the tire fall off comes into play and what strategy these teams go with throughout the race today.
All right, that's Tyler Reddick, who will roll off eighth. Brett McMillan.
All right, here with Ty Dillon, who was started as the lowest seed in this in-season challenge. You're still alive, man. You're in the final eight, but still got that shot at $1 million. How much do you guys think about during the course of this race where Alex Bowman's going to be?
Yeah, it'll be in our mind. $1 million means a lot to us. I'm just happy with the progress we've made as a team these last couple of weeks. We ran pretty solid. I feel like last week it kind of worked out in our favor. But Atlanta, we were really strong. We're going to be able to put up something up against any either way. And I feel very comfortable here in practice and qualifying. It's probably the best I've felt on a road course. And I'm looking forward to today. Hopefully we execute our day. That's what's got us this far. And put pressure on Alex to do the same and see where it ends up at the end of this thing.
All right, speaking of Alex, Wendy Venturini's caught up with him.
Yes, Alex Bowman, the other part of that in-season challenge. There's a lot of talk about it. Ty Dillon just said $1 million means a lot to him. How much does that play into your psyche here at Sonoma Raceway today, Alex?
Honestly, not a lot, right? Like, I think the points position that we're in and everything on the line for the playoffs is probably the top of my mind right now. But, just trying to do all we can to make the playoffs and keep the Ally 48 rolling. Like, we've had a good couple weeks. You just need to keep it going.
14th in points and the tires situation that we have, all the strategies we have to watch. Are you concerned about that for today?
A lot of fall off, and the track is just really slick in general. So, probably caught us all off guard a little bit, but I'm excited for the challenge.
All right, have fun out there. That's Alex Bowman. He starts ninth today, as we heard Ty Gibbs talking about that $1 million as we pulled the microphone away. We will have more from our pre-race stage from Sonoma Raceway, the Toyota Save Mart 350, when we return.
By downloading the free PRN mobile app, you can listen to all of our live race broadcast anywhere. You'll also have easy access to all of our award-winning studio shows. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
Tyler Reddick heads to that front stretch chicane. This will be his sixth stage victory of the year, a very important one.
This is Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 45 for 2311 Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Getting set for the Toyota Save Mart 350 from Sonoma Raceway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway. You've heard from some of the drivers who will be starting today's Toyota Save Mart 350. And Mark Garrow, one of the things we just talked about with drivers, the in-season bracket tournament. It started at Atlanta Motor Speedway where everyone's bracket was busted in a lap 72 crash. Then it moved on to Chicago. We went from 32 drivers to 16. After Chicago, we go from 16 to 8. And, boy, they're getting closer. The winner of this, it's a winner-take-all. The winner of the Bracket Challenge at Indianapolis Motor Speedway gets a $1 million prize. There is no money for second.
And if these guys tell you that they're not really thinking about it, liar, liar, pants on fire. If you have a chance to win $1 million, it's going to be part of your thinking going into every race, at least for the eight guys that are left.
All right, quick predictions here. Bracket number one, Alex Bowman versus Ty Dillon. Who walks away from here in the final four?
I picked Ty Dillon at Atlanta because he's a sneaky good drafting track guy. Denny Hamlin not, so Hamlin gets knocked out, right? Now I believe the racing gods are going to have some fun with this. Ty Dillon has moved in. I think he doesn't make a mistake today. Let's maybe Alex Bowman's team make the mistake. I think, again, the racing gods having fun with this since he was the last seed. I'm sticking with Ty Dillon because I think that they'll go out, be steady, and maybe let the other guys make the mistakes and hung on. We'll see if it happens again today.
Bracket two, teammates Eric Jones versus John Hunter. Who gets it?
All right, so John Hunter Nemechek qualified 18th, Jones 31st. I am still going with Eric Jones because they've gone head-to-head on track 94 times. Jones has beat Nemechek 58-36. So I'm going with the numbers.
All right, bracket number three, Ryan Preece, Tyler Reddick.
Tyler Reddick.
All right, and bracket number four, Ty Gibbs versus Zane Smith.
That's going to be a toughie, but I'm going Ty Gibbs.
Ty Gibbs, all right. We'll see who makes it at the end of the race here today at Sonoma Raceway. Just a side story. Remember, we're still racing for championship points and a shot at making the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
So it was the fourth quarter and we're down by five. Sweat pouring down my face. Suddenly it hit me. If only I could wrap part of the towel around my forehead. And that's how I became the first basketball player to wear a headband.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states.
Hey, listen to this. All it needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We are getting closer and closer to pre-race ceremonies here for the Toyota Save Mart 350 from Sonoma Raceway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Your home for Durand Panther Sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. You've already met our pit reporters, Britt McMillan, Wendy Venturini, and Heather DeBoe. Now let's introduce you to the gentleman who will help us call the lap-by-lap here in the Toyota Save Mart 350 with our State Water Heaters View from the Turns. The View from the Turns brought to you by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Right in front of both Mark and myself is the start-finish line. Let's call this ground zero here at Sonoma Raceway. When they come across the start-finish line, it's really the toughest left-hand corner that they're going to face here at Sonoma Raceway. And once they make that left-hand turn, Well, they're looking up to the sky because they are climbing up, up, up in elevation as they head toward Pat Patterson.
All right, thank you much, Brad, and happy race to everybody. What Brad just said, think about when you drive your car. There's got to be some place in your neighborhood around the world here where you drive up and you can't see over the top of the hill. That is exactly what these guys do, except they're working their way through that gearbox. They're trying to get down to first gear. They've got to make a hard 90-degree right-hand corner. And, oh, by the way, there's dirt on either side of this corner. And if you get off just a little bit, you start throwing dirt up, a cloud of dust, it really gets complicated. That's turn two. Then they get the car pointed. They might take the steering wheel and move it to, let's say, about 2 o'clock. That's to get them over to the right of what we call turn number three. It's not really a turn. It's more of a shift of the car. Then you want to quickly take the steering wheel again, move it over to about 9 o'clock on your wheel, and you're going to hit what we call turn 3A. That's downhill, and at 3A, you begin to start climbing up the hill en route to turn number four, and you will actually peak out at the highest elevation spot here at Sonoma. I love this race course. I talked about it yesterday. It's like the short track of all of the big road courses that we go to. I got the very slow section through here, but there's lots of pushing and shoving. It's a great passing zone in turn number two. Once they crest the hill right in front of me to my left, they'll go down the hill into the view of Nick Yeoman.
Yeah, and Pat, if you look to your left, you'll see a giant shopping cart navigating that turn three portion of the racetrack where you will hand them off. As you mentioned, it is the highest point on the racetrack, and it's all downhill from there. After they leave turn number three, you're not completely out of the throttle. Those cars, of course, get a little light at the top of the hill. Think of being going over the humps in a roller coaster coming out of your seat. The cars feel the same way. Most of the drivers yesterday in practice and qualifying, though, did an excellent job of wowing those cars through turn three, carrying the momentum down to a 90-degree right-hand turn of turn 4A. Of course, we use the alternate, the boxed-off portion of the course here at Sonoma Raceway. The drivers will hit turn four with a lot of speed, and they will swing awful wide. The curbing to the outside of that corner has been grinded down, and there's a lot of rubber that's been laid down. The drivers will make sure they don't hit the wall coming off of that corner. Oftentimes, it looks like they're headed just for it. Then you want to get the car all the way to driver's left for one of the best passing opportunities on the racetrack, and that is turn 7A down here. Lots of fans filling in here at Sonoma Raceway to watch the action here in turn number 7. Red and white curbing to the inside. About 5 or 6 lanes of racing that you can use to try to make passes. Everybody's going to want to try to hug the inside there to try to set up the passes, and of course got to be careful not to wheel hop or overcook it down into turn number 7. After you leave this right hand corner, it's back onto the accelerator through the S's, where we'll hand them back to the guys in the booth.
As they work their way down through the S's, as Nick Yeoman talked about, coming downhill, I kind of like to put it as if you're skiing. You're going downhill.
I like that.
You're going between gates. You're kind of shushing your way down through. Nice and easy. Left, right, left. Then you have a little bit of a straightaway, and then you come to a big drop-off. If you were at your park, your neighborhood park, got on a slide, it would be kind of like that. Just whoosh, down the hill you go to turn number 9, and then you go to a couple of really tricky right-hand turns, and that's where Rob Albright will pick up the call.
You know, Mark, through the years I've had the opportunity to occupy pretty much every broadcast position except there in the booth, but I think my favorite is where I am right now. I'm on the roof of the media center. It's about 20 feet above the racing surface. I'm about 30 feet away from it distance-wise. Between me and the racetrack is pit road, so I got quite a view here. I'll pick up the cars when they enter turn number 10. It's about a 60-degree right-hand bend, one of just a few of those on this racetrack. What makes it unique is the rumble strips, the red and white curbing that mark the edge of the racetrack and the beginning of the grass and dirt. There's only 15 feet between that rumble strip and a tire barrier. If you get a little bit too hot into turn number 10 at about 130 miles an hour, you can find yourself in the tires, and we've seen some Lollapalooza wrecks over in that spot in years past. Then it's a short straightaway with a bit of a dip in the middle. It's about the length of 2 football fields. The cars will have to decelerate from about 120, 130 miles an hour all the way down through that sequential gearbox to first gear and about 30 miles an hour. Now we call turn 11 the signature turn, or the hairpin turn, at this end of the race course. Well, what's a hairpin? If you've not seen one, and I'm sure you have, it goes one direction, and then it bends 180 degrees and goes the exact opposite direction, and that's what happens here. But among hairpin turns, they have a different radius. This one is extremely tight. In fact, it's narrower than you would find if you went to your local quarter-mile short track. That means that it's not only a great place for the guys to get on the brakes a little bit deeper than their fellow competitors and make passes, but in years past, we've seen multiple car wrecks. We've had the big one right here in turn number 11 at Sonoma Raceway. Do we expect that today? Well, if yesterday was an indication, no, not so much. But I think we're going to have some action. I think some outcome is going to be determined this afternoon in turn number 11. They exit that corner and begin to accelerate once again up through the gearbox. They'll hit about third gear as they bend slightly to the left. We call that turn number 12. And at that point, I'm going to drop the call back to you guys in the booth.
When they hit the start-finish line, we do it all over again. Stage 1 today, lap 25. Stage 2 ends at lap 55. So that's a 30-lap run. And then it's 55 laps to 110 that make up the Toyota Save Mart 350.
Going to be very exciting. And within those stages, this is where the crew chiefs and the team engineers earn their money. Partially, how can I maximize my restarting position when we come through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone and put myself in a better position track position-wise? The other part of it, how far can I go before I have to make those pit stops?
So what is my Sunoco fuel mileage strategy? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm thinking the Sunoco fuel mileage strategy plays in very well. With 110 laps, if you are disciplined enough, a guy like Travis Peterson, crew chief for Michael McDowell, could just employ this strategy. You can make this race on two stops, topping it off with Sunoco fuel. You're stretching a lot to be able to do that. You have to have the discipline to restart stage number 2 on older tires, but you have enough Sunoco fuel to make it to within about 10 laps of the end of stage number 2, about 45 laps or so. Maybe you can push it to 50, and then you'll still have to make a pit stop in the final stage. But everyone will, regardless of a two-stop or a three-stop strategy. It just depends. Do you want to be the first one to make the final pit stop, or do you want the opportunity for fresher tires should a later race caution come out?
It would be a little bit easier if it was once upon a time when we didn't have the stage breaks, where it would make more sense for somebody to maybe gamble and go with that two-stop, two-fuel-stop kind of strategy. But we'll see today. Likely, we're told in the garage area, the guy that wins is going to make three pit stops. That's the consensus, but you never know. And that's our look at our Sunoco fuel strategy, from fueling your favorite NASCAR teams to filling up at the pump. Sunoco is trusted to help vehicles perform at their peak. Sunoco, performance is what we do.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years, to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
When it comes to maintaining your engine to run at peak performance, trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant. Z-Max soaks into metal, so it's easy to add to your oil or gas to disperse carbon buildup in your engine, fuel system, and transmission. Protect your vehicle's engine to the max with Z-Max. Check us out at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter to find out more about our full line of products. Remember the name, Z-Max, for your car, big rig, small engines, firearms, and more. That's Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
Today's NASCAR Cup Series broadcast brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Sonoma Raceway for the Toyota Save Mart 350. Mark, we've talked about a lot of storylines. One of them we haven't really touched on is the racing surface itself. It used to be at Sonoma Raceway, you had to be really easy on that throttle. You had to have the eggshell, if you will, underneath your right foot because the track was so rough and abrasive that you would burn off the rear tires when you got on the throttle too hard. They resurfaced, repaved this racetrack last year. You can already visibly see that the racetrack is already wearing. Tire wear does come into play, but the racetrack itself on a nice warm day is going to make a difference here.
It's going to be interesting. The track has certainly slowed down from a year ago, even though it's just 1 year in between the repave. We saw that in qualifying, and it's a different kind of tire strategy now. They still have to worry about tire wear, but it's not the same problem as before, the abrasiveness. Now it's just how hard do you charge the corners, how hard do you abuse those rear tires, and again, they all will tell you SVG is the guy that's the best at getting the most out of his car, getting out of the corners really quick without making those rear tires angry. So we'll have to see how that works out today.
Yeah, the aggressiveness, as Mark said, comes in overheating the tires a little bit less than it comes in actually wearing off the Goodyear rubber. We're about to get things started here at Sonoma Raceway. A great crowd filing in on a beautiful sunny day, and we'll kick things off with our pre-race ceremonies as we go trackside here in Northern California.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise if you are able. Kindly remove your hats, and veterans, render a hand salute as the North Bay Recruiting Company Santa Rosa Recruiting Station Color Guard present our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome President and Senior Chaplain of Motor Racing Outreach, Billy Malden.
Heavenly Father, we are blessed with a beautiful day here at Sonoma and your presence in all our lives. We ask for a safe day of racing for all as we enjoy this sport we love. Bless our nation and those who protect us and defend our freedoms both at home and abroad. Father, may your peace and joy be with us all. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome United States Navy Musician Second Class Elizabeth Wetzel.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming in the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
And that'll put the wraps on our pre-race coverage. When we come back, the command of fire engines for the Toyota Save Mart 350.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit HuntBrothersPizza.com.
The NASCAR playoffs return to New Hampshire Motor Speedway September 19th to 21st. This year, it's going to be wicked faster and wicked funner. 3 days of racing, camping, concerts, and fireworks. Grab your friends or make some new ones. And when the checkered flag drops, one driver takes home the giant lobster. Don't miss New England's biggest race weekend, the NASCAR playoffs, September 19th through 21st. Get your tickets now at NHMS.com.
From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome to California.
A place known for its iconic beaches, towering mountains, expansive entertainment industry, and oh yes, a winding, challenging race venue known as Sonoma Raceway, where a victory is, well...
Stuff that dreams are made of.
Kyle Larson has won twice here, including this finish from last year.
Kyle Larson now safely through turn 11 with the crowd on its feet here at the start-finish line. The home state hero, Kyle Larson, has done it again at Sonoma. He wins for the second time on this California road course as he beats Michael McDowell to the start-finish line.
There's a diversity of thought about what a win here today would mean. For Shane Van Gisbergen, it would be more icing on the cake on a season already flavored with victory. He's on the pole and on a hot streak.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We've had a really cool couple of weeks and how stoked, and you just feel the energy in the shop when you walk in. Yeah, it's just a cool atmosphere in the shop. Everyone's lifted up.
Zane Smith is one of eight drivers still alive in the in-season tournament. He expects a frantic pace today.
With the repave, I feel like it's just so demanding, and I feel like old Sonoma, you would have to really manage tire. Now it's just really charging every lap.
For AJ Allmendinger, Sonoma is all about focus, and he is focused on getting a win.
You know, we're in a situation where the ultimate goal, you'd love to win a race, and at the end of the day, you're probably going to have to from the looks of it. Right now, it's just about trying to run better.
Like those who came to California seeking gold in the 19th century, Christopher Bell would like to strike some today.
It's a place I don't have a lot of laps at compared to other tracks on the schedule, and I've just kind of been behind the best guys there.
It's been 10 years since Kyle Busch won here, and a win today would have a sentimental taste.
Finishing 1-2 with Kurt there, and five races after I came back to get my first win coming back from injury. I ran Legends cars there when I was a kid for national championships.
Victory here in California wine country would actually be something like a fine wine. Rich, sweet, and the perfect end to a glorious day. It's the Toyota Save Mart 350 from Sonoma Raceway. And every lap is here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
One of my favorite parts of race day right now, Mark, as we look down on pit road. Drivers are in their cars. You can see the teams making sure they're safely strapped in. The window nets are going up, and we're about to go racing.
And the crowd is big here this afternoon at Sonoma Raceway, and they are all revved up as well.
Yes, they are. The lights are about to go on the Toyota GR Supra pace car, and they're going to pull the field off of pit road. To do that first, however, they're going to have to get the engines fired here at Sonoma Raceway, and we've got things all set up down on the pre-race stage to do just that. So, as the crowd files in, let's go trackside to get this race started with the command.
And now, here to serve us the most famous words in motorsport, please welcome Chef and Food Network host, Tyler Florence!
NASCAR, how we doing? On behalf of race fans around the state, around the country, and around the world, welcome to the beautiful state of California! And welcome to our heart-pounding House of Horsepower here in Wine Country. And welcome to Sonoma Raceway. Are you ready? Say it with me and say it loud. Drivers, start your engines!
The command has been given. Let's crank them up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Rolling off 37th will be Catherine Legg, the Elf Cosmetic Chevrolet. Starting 36th, Cody Ware, the Mighty Firebreaker Ford. Todd Gilliland starts 35th in the Love's Travel Stops Ford. 34th will be Ricky Stenhouse Jr., the Real American Beer Chevrolet. Austin Dillon starts 33rd in the Bass Pro Shops Winchester Chevrolet. Noah Gregson starts 32nd in the Long John Silver's Ford. Starting 31st, Eric Jones, the Dollar Tree Toyota.
Taking the green flag from 30th in the Xfinity Mobile Toyota, it's Bubba Wallace. 29th, Justin Haley, the Nation's Guard Chevrolet. Then it's the Monster Energy Toyota of Riley Herbst, 28th. 27th, Cole Custer, the Autodesk Haas Tooling Ford. 26th, it's Ty Dillon, the C-Best Chevrolet. 25th, Josh Berry, the Aero Ford. The America's Tire Ford for Austin Cindric starts 24th. 23rd, Carson Hocevar, the Delaware Life Chevrolet. Moving up to row 11 on the outside, starting 22nd, Joey Logano in the Auto Trader Ford. 21st, Brad Keselowski in the Castrol Ford.
Ryan Preece will roll off 20th in the Bodyguard Ford. The Freeway Insurance Chevrolet of Daniel Suarez starts 19th. 18th, John Hunter Nemechek in the Mobil 1 Toyota. Kyle Busch starts 17th in the Zone Chevrolet. Denny Hamlin starts 16th in the AMPM Toyota. The Project Zen Gainbridge Chevrolet of Michael McDowell starts 15th. 14th will be Chris Buescher in the BuildSubmarines.com Ford. Chase Elliott starts 13th, the Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet. 12th will be Zane Smith in the Michael Roberts Construction Ford. And starting 11th, Kyle Larson, the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet.
Now the top 10 for the Toyota Save Mart 350. Outside of row number 5 in the Ream Toyota, it's Christopher Bell to his inside. Going off 9th, Alex Bowman, the Ally Chevrolet. 8th on the grid in the Chumba Casino Toyota, it's Tyler Reddick. 7th, Ryan Blaney in the Menards Delta Ford. Starting 6th, it's going to be Ty Gibbs in the Saia Freight Toyota. Then it's the Big Sip Chevrolet of A.J. Allmendinger, 5th. Moving up to row number 2 on the outside. Starting 4th, Ross Chastain in the Kubota Chevrolet. To his inside, point leader William Byron starts 3rd in the Valvoline Chevy. And now the front row on the outside. Chase Briscoe in the Bass Pro Shops Toyota. And on the pole for the 4th time in his career, the 3rd time in 2025, and the 1st time here at Sonoma, Shane Van Gisbergen in the Red Bull Chevrolet. His speed, 96.040 miles per hour.
And that's your starting lineup for the Toyota Save Mart 350.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
At NAPA, we are the pros that know electrical systems are complex. That's why we deliver solutions that keep it simple. From starters and alternators to premium batteries and the testers to diagnose them, NAPA provides the high-quality products your customers can count on. Whether you're a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has the new or remanufactured electrical parts to keep your business powered up and running strong. Find your parts right now at NAPA.
Make your plans now to stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa when NASCAR returns to Las Vegas. They have great race ticket and room packages for you to choose from. The South Point also features a wide variety of excellent dining options at 11 different restaurants. Or you can enjoy the 16-screen movie complex and visit the 64-lane bowling center. Visit southpointcasino.com and make your reservations today. Stay where the racers stay at the South Point Hotel Casino and Spa.
37 cars are winding their way through Sonoma Wine Country here at the 1.99-mile Sonoma Raceway. We're getting set for the green flag of the Toyota Save Mart 350. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Emplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day, in-person, or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
When the green flag comes out, it'll be the start of eBay stage number one. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you love. eBay, things people love. Let's go down to pit road and get some predictions as to who might wind up in victory lane when the checkered flag drops. We'll start at the entrance. In fact, she's covering the first half of pit road. Heather DeBow.
Well, I'm going to go with a guy who won earlier this year at the Circuit of the Americas road course, and he will get his win here at Sonoma on his 200th start in the Cup Series, and that's going to be Christopher Bell.
All right, C. Bell. The center section of pit road is Wendy Venturini.
Thanks, Brad. I'm going to be Captain Obvious, and I don't even care about it. Shane Van Gisbergen gets the victory at Sonoma.
I like that. We asked you who was going to win. What about you, Brett McMillan? Anything left for you?
Well, yeah, I think there's something left, and it's another Trackhouse driver, but since Shane Van Gisbergen's already been taken, I'm going to go with this guy, who I was going to pick anyway. He's got top five finishes in four straight, or he's got 10 finishes here in four straight races. Today, he gets the win, Ross Chastain.
Now let's go back to our turn announcers for a quick snapshot before we go green. Pat Patterson.
Imagine that when you come up to turn two right in front of me, you're climbing 10 stories straight up into the air, 70 feet of elevation to make that right-hand 90-degree turn. It's a tough turn, especially when you've got cars on either side of you, so you really got to work hard. There's dirt that can get thrown up. We take you over to turn three and 3A before the cars climb up to the highest point on the racetrack. This is not a really fast-passing part of the racetrack, except for getting into turn two. But, man, when they get over that hill and start heading to Nick Yeoman, look out, because there's a lot of great passing areas working their way over to seven. Right, Nick?
Yeah, it's a long way down from the top of the hill in turn three to get all the way where I'm at here in turn seven. Two great passing opportunities squared off right-hand 90-degree turns, 4A and 7. Of course, a bit of a short straightaway. That's where they're going to be setting up those passes. We saw yesterday in the Xfinity Series that despite that straightaway not being very wide, they would go two and three wide. Got to get it right down here in turn seven. Got to avoid the wheel hop. And, of course, lots of rubber that's been laid down on the inside of turn number seven. We've been watching drivers slide around this racetrack as well as they navigate the S's out of turn seven. Looking forward to going racing here at Sonoma, guys.
And, of course, they've got to get it right in turn 10 and 11. That's in front of Rob Albright.
Yeah, yesterday during the Xfinity Series race, we were a bit surprised that there weren't more incidents in turn number 11. It's usually a place that can catch somebody unawares in a big way. Just two single-car, semi-harmless spins all afternoon long. Well, will we make up for that for today? Will it be like last year where we had a big one in turn 11? That's a question that we will answer. Turn number 10, a right-hander, just a bend in the racetrack. You start to decelerate from about 120 miles an hour to 30 miles an hour by the time you get into turn number 11. Great braking zone, great place to pass. They'll charge off of turn number 11 and head back toward turn 12 of the slight left-hand bend, and that's where you guys will pick it up.
Right now, the car's going down pit road to set their tax. The pit road speed limit, 40 miles per hour. The pace car, the 2025 Toyota Supra, driven by Jesse Dolivoot, will be traveling 45 miles per hour under yellow. Our NASCAR starter today is Brett Dalton.
All right, and as the cars come off of pit road, they're checking all the lights on the digital dash. They're making sure they're not going to speed on pit road. With a kink in pit road, that could actually lend itself to a speeding penalty, even if you don't speed, based on the fact that it's measured time over distance.
Got to be careful when you go around these corners. We see that in Atlanta a lot of times as well, the way that pit road is laid out. We are halfway through the road racing season on the NASCAR Cup Series. Christopher Bell, the winner at COTA. Mexico City, Chicago, go to Shane Van Gisbergen. After Sonoma, still two road races to go, Watkins Glen and, of course, the Roval. Shane Van Gisbergen has won two straight road races from the pole. The record is three, held by Jeff Gordon, and you got to go all the way back to 1998 and 1999.
Wow. Well, the lights are out on the Toyota GR Supra pace car. They're heading into turn number 10. That pace car is going to peel off onto pit road and actually get in its little spot, which is tucked in right between, we'll call it the back stretch and the front straightaway. But right now, that field is in front of Rob Albright. Let's get a nice little reset before we go green here at Sonoma.
Let's hit the top five rows. Row number five, Alex Bowman, Christopher Bell. Going from row four, seventh and eighth, Ryan Blaney, Tyler Reddick. The third row comprised of A.J. Allmendinger and Ty Gibbs. Rolling off in row number two, William Byron on the inside along with Ross Chastain. And the front row consists of Shane Van Gisbergen, the pole sitter, along with Chase Briscoe. The Toyota GR Supra heads to pit road, and we're ready to go racing at Sonoma.
Again, eBay stage number one is 25 laps long as they make their way to the start-finish line. The green flag is out at Sonoma Raceway. SVG gets a big jump on Chase Briscoe as they climb the hill for the first time to turn number two.
Here they come. SVG has got them all in his mirror right now as he works hard around to the right-hand corner. Two by two by two. That's the way they stack up behind. Briscoe right alongside Willie B now. Right behind him, Ty Gibbs, as they work their way over the top and head to four.
Boy, that was an unbelievable start for Shane Van Gisbergen, and easily grabbing the race lead. He'll have it down here into turn number four by about two car lengths over Chase Briscoe. William Byron slotted into the third spot, and then it's Ross Chastain in fourth. Looks like Ty Gibbs has moved up to fifth. Nice and clean. Top five as they exit turn number seven for the first time.
SVG down to the S's, leading that pack for the first time. Here is Briscoe beginning to mount a comeback as he works to the back bumper of SVG. Down turn number nine to the left, heading for turn number 10.
The field snakes down the hill for the first time this afternoon. In anger, off of turn number 10, bending to the right, it's race leader and pole sitter Shane Van Gisbergen. Four car lengths over Chase Briscoe, who has a half car length advantage over the third place machine, and that is William Byron. Ross Chastain sitting right on his back bumper with Ty Gibbs running in the fifth position as they head off turn 12.
Shane Van Gisbergen hits the start finish line. He would lead lap number one. Two car lengths behind is Chase Briscoe, then Byron and Chastain.
It's a single file drive up to turn number two now. Everybody readying through the gearbox. Get down and make that right-hand corner. Briscoe trying to stay in sight of SVG, moving very quickly. About four car lengths. That's the difference between first and second. Then there's William Byron.
Yeah, Chase Briscoe may have to worry what's in the rearview mirrors more than catching Shane Van Gisbergen, and that is a very fast-charging William Byron, who's right on the back bumper of that Bass Pro Shops Toyota out of turn number four. Byron's going to take a peek to the inside. He'll get back in line. Boy, locks him up. A lot of smoke out of the back of that 24 car. SVG leads him out of turn seven.
This allows Van Gisbergen to pull away from that battle for second, which does continue left, right, left. They slalom through the S's. Now they're going to drop down into the left-hander of turn number nine. Runner up in the second right now, Chase Briscoe being chased hard by Byron.
William Byron, one of the fastest long-run cars during practice and qualifying yesterday. He's got a good short-run car right now. He'll drive deep into turn number 11. Not enough room to bypass Chase Briscoe. Briscoe moves him to the bottom of the racetrack. They're on the rumble strip. Now they'll charge off of turn number 10 and back up through the gearbox.
About to complete lap number two. Shane Van Gisbergen, the leader. Briscoe, then Byron, then Chastain, followed by Allmendinger and Ty Gibbs.
Let's watch William Byron now. He's trying to work on that second spot. Chase Briscoe right in front of him. Shows him the nose. Driver's right. Has to tuck back in line behind Briscoe. Ross Chastain right behind him. Then there's A.J. Allmendinger and Ty Gibbs. A little bit of a gap back to Ryan Blaney.
Race leader Shane Van Gisbergen inching away from second place running Chase Briscoe. Briscoe still has William Byron all over the back bumper. Ross Chastain is in the mix as well, as is A.J. Allmendinger. They're nose to tail entering turn number seven. Everybody hugging that red and white curving, chasing after SVG.
As they come down through the S's, SVG again showing the way. Here is Ty Gibbs putting some heat on A.J. Allmendinger. That's a fight for fifth place. They have broken away from Ryan Blaney and Christopher Bell as SVG leads the pack to turn 10.
Shane now leading by about a half dozen car lengths, stretches it to eight through that right-hander. Now it is nose to tail. Here comes Byron. He wants the second spot. Briscoe opens the inside lane. They'll race door-to-door through the corner. Looks like Byron may have the advantage on exit. Yes, new second place driver, William Byron.
Now the question is, can Ross Chastain capitalize and try and take away third? He's too far back to do it here on the front straightaway as they make the left-hander up the hill to pad.
Again, that battle in the top five is a good one. Now that we've moved Byron up a spot, Briscoe back a spot, Ross Chastain really putting the pressure on Briscoe. Right behind Chastain, A.J. Allmendinger, one of the best in the business, and he's also putting the pressure on Ross Chastain as they crest the hill.
Yeah, Allmendinger right there on the back bumper of Ross Chastain. Chastain got a good charge down into turn number four. Not good enough to get alongside Chase Briscoe, but he may try to set him up out of turn number four. Ross looks to the inside. Now back to the outside. Briscoe's going to leave the door open. Ross is going to fill. They'll go door to door at the entrance of turn number seven. Briscoe with a good charge, though, out of the corner.
Boy, this is a tough place if you want to go side by side. Ross Chastain thinks better of it. He tucks in behind Chase Briscoe. It's a battle for third. Shane Van Gisbergen leading up front. Now the question is, can William Byron catch the leader? They head to 10.
As he tries to make that happen, Ross Chastain, having gone to school, watching Byron make the pass of Briscoe on the entrance of turn number 11, is not close enough to replicate it. As I say that, he'll charge very deep. Hard on the brakes in turn number 11. No lockup. They're door-to-door off the corner on exit. Here comes Chastain. He now will move into the third spot.
About to complete lap number four. Briscoe had created a traffic jam. Chastain gets by. Briscoe now drops right in front of A.J. Allmendinger and Ty Gibbs.
Now we'll see if the Dinger can put some heat on Briscoe as he continues to try to find his way with his car. Takes a look to the inside driver's right off of turn two, over to three. Can't make a move. Works up the hill now, over the hill. That's where you'll find the leader.
Yeah, it was a great qualifying run yesterday for Mitchell, Indiana's Chase Briscoe, but he clearly does not have the race pace early to hang with Shane Van Gisbergen, William Byron, and Ross Chastain, and that's why he's had to go into defense mode. Next car that's going to try to get alongside is A.J. Allmendinger. He takes a peek to the inside. That hole closes up quickly. Briscoe holds on to that fourth spot.
SVG, four car lengths on William Byron, eight more back to Ross Chastain, two to Briscoe, and again they're stacked up behind him. Allmendinger, Ty Gibbs, Blaney, Bell among that group as they charge down the hill to turn number 10.
Shane Van Gisbergen very smoothly through the right-hand to turn number 10, now down through the gearbox all the way to first gear and 30 miles an hour. Byron got in a little bit deeper. He's able to narrow that margin between himself and the race leader. The gap now about half a dozen car lengths between those two. 10 back to third place, Ross Chastain.
Shane Van Gisbergen completes lap number five right now. Now we have a battle shaping up for the fourth spot. A.J. Allmendinger wants to be the next driver to take a position away from Chase Briscoe.
Dinger in that bright green car today as he works his way right behind Briscoe. can't quite get the momentum, or the exit, I should say, of turn number two. He drops back, but he's got Ryan Blaney, who's starting to bring some heat to that number 16 car. Watching Blaney now, Chris, the hill, Nick.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney's been very aggressive down here in turn seven the last couple laps. He would like to get around Chase Briscoe, just like A.J. Allmendinger would do. Allmendinger is searching around the racetrack, doesn't have the bite out of turn number four to get alongside Briscoe. He'll pull right to the back bumper as they all snake their way out of turn number seven.
As they head down through the S's this time, Eric Jones running in 35th. He is in a head-to-head battle with teammate John Hunter Nemechek, who's 23rd. Eric Jones has a trash bag on the front of his car. They're going to have to try and clear that and get some fresh air to that engine. Meanwhile, the leader's headed toward turn 11.
The front two continue to pull away from the third-place car of Ross Chastain, who's about five car lengths up on Chase Briscoe, who seems to be settled in for the moment. Here comes A.J. Allmendinger trying to do what two drivers before him have done, and that is outbreak. Briscoe going into the corner, but he won't make that happen this lap.
We are six laps into eBay stage number one in the Toyota Safe Mart 350, and Shane Van Gisbergen is your leader. The rest of our top five, William Byron, Ross Chastain, Chase Briscoe, and A.J. Allmendinger.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in seven flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars, and I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
Today's broadcast brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote renter's insurance at progressive.com. From Sonoma Raceway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN.